One of the memorable features of this mayor's race is how often the candidates see each other. And that's because there have been dozens of candidate forums and debates sponsored by community groups, advocacy organizations, and media outlets. Apart from the candidates, probably no one has seen more of them than Stephanie Aronson, the photographer for the Next Mayor Project, a collaborative effort of several media organizations, including WHYY. She joins us now to share some of what she's seen. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. And I will have to say, I have seen Stephanie quite a few times myself, as I've covered some of these forums, but not nearly as many as you. How many of these things do you think you've seen?
Almost 50. I tried to get an exact count, but I don't have great organizational skills, and my photos are kind of all over the place.
Okay, let's talk about your visual impressions of these folks. Maybe we should just go through them.
Okay,
why don't we start with Anthony Williams?
Anthony Williams has incredibly expressive forehead and eyebrows. So whenever he hears a question he doesn't like, it's not his eyes that react. It's his, like, forehead goes up, like, instantly. His eyebrows are raised, and he's alert, like, totally there. And you can tell. So after the 6ABC debate, the Inquirer reporter Chris Brennan asked him, he broke that he would probably get rid of Ramsey, the police commissioner. And Chris asked him a question about that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but instantly he goes, you know, and his eyebrows went straight up, and he sighed in, and he was like sort of appalled at whatever the question was. And I wasn't even really listening because I was trying to get the shot, waiting for the moment. And I knew at that moment that was, you know, something he asked really struck a chord in Anthony Williams, and he did not like it.
All right. What about Jim Kenney?
Jim Kenney, when he gets worked up, he gets very flushed, especially when you consider going to these things. A lot of them are in churches or in just any random building, and they're not air-conditioned, and minimum 100 people show up, which is a lot. It gets really warm, and they often have lights on them, which is making it even warmer. And his face gets extremely flushed, so much so that if I don't adjust the white balance in my camera, when I focus on him, my camera tries to make the whole image greener to auto-adjust for his face.
Because he's so red?
Because his face is so flushed.
Nelson Diaz.
Nelson Diaz has great cadence from all the candidates. I think he prepared his answers the most. So he practiced and practiced. He had a speech. He had it written out, and he repeats them the most, the same thing. And it's actually really helpful for me when I need a passionate Nelson Diaz photo. I just have to wait for the question that I know the answer to, and then he'll start talking. And, like, for example, he says, every child
deserves a quality education.
And right after every, if I don't get a picture right then, I missed it. Like, he makes this face where his eyebrows are furrowed, and he's always pointing a finger, and it's just like you can tell exactly when he's very expressive.
Lynn Abraham.
Lynn Abraham blinks. I mean, everybody blinks. Sorry, Lynn Abraham blinks a lot. When she talks, she blinks about, like, I have rapid fire shooting on my camera, and when she talks, I have to rapid fire shoot because she blinks about twice a second. Which, if you can't picture how fast that is, think of the beat of a John Philip Sousa march. That's how fast it is. She's rapid fire blinking.
Doug Oliver.
Socks. He wears the most hilarious, unique socks, and he's a very stylish guy. He really likes his ties and his sock. His whole outfit is very stylish. His shoes are always, like, very in style, and he wears the goofiest colored socks. But also, after spending the day with him, something I picked up, he's kind of a charmer. I mean, he's a very attractive man. But when he meets a woman, when he meets anyone, he has this way about him where everyone who meets him, like, oh, hi, hi, hi. And they kind of, like, instantly charmed by his smile and, like, the way he, like, goes in to shake your hand. People are very responsive to it. It's very funny to watch.
Wow, like real charisma.
Real charisma, yes.
Lovely smile that drives me wild. It's
Milton Street.
Milton Street glares at me a lot. He's a really civil person. When I talk to him, he's nice. He's never rude. But when I walk into a room, his eyebrows furrow and he stares at my camera. And it's sort of intimidating, actually. just glaring at me while I'm taking photos.
Have you ever asked him about it? Like, are you okay with this, Senator?
No, because if he says no, there's nothing he can do. I'm going to take the photo anyway. I sort of have to.
Stephanie Aronson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The world as I see it is a remarkable place, a beautiful house.